used. The department felt more comfortable if it said membership of the authority, ADA, so that it was clear who we were addressing. And just for the record, Madam Chair, the board, the ADA board is comprised of the Commissioner of Revenue, the Commissioner of Commerce, a third commissioner designated by the governor, and then two public members as well. So they would still be the controlling authority using the staff expertise within ADA. And with that, Madam Chair, I'm available for questions.
Well, thank you. I have a question, and that is this, because I don't quite understand, is this something that these people must apply for actually before they do the development, or is this something that they apply for after they have the development going?
Madam Chair, because the program is designed to encourage development, the legislation speaks to them applying before they begin their development. In fact, one of the criteria for receiving the tax credit is evidence that the development wouldn't be economically sound without a tax credit of this type to help it over the financial humps of the first 5 years.
Okay, one follow-up question then is the Danish pork project that we're working on right now.
I'm sorry?
The Danish pork project that we've been working on now for a couple of years. And I was questioning as to whether that would, that's $210 million of investment, probably 1,000 employees throughout. And one of the things that the Danish people were asking for was some kind of tax relief to get that going. You'd say they can't make it without it. I don't know if they can or not. But is that something that would fit under this or not?
Madam Chairman, it would be one that could apply. Now, whether or not the ADA board felt it met all the criteria or the required criteria, I think it has potential of meeting it. I don't know details of the Danish Port project by any means, but it sounds like on the surface it would meet the elementary criteria, the minimal criteria, to at least apply and be considered.
Representative Porter.
two questions. The prohibition against applying this to a program that's already receiving tax credits. Do you mean already receiving state tax credits?
Through the chair, yes, Representative Porter. That's exactly right. And it spells that out in the legislation.
Okay.
It says under this chapter. The definition is clear.
So if they were getting, I have one other follow up. If they were getting federal tax credits, that wouldn't
affect the chair.
On page 4, your criteria for establishing the amount of credit, 25%. Of the tax due and payable by the taxpayer under this chapter, or 5% of the wages. Can I assume that is a year's worth of taxes?
Through the chair, Representative, that is correct, and an annual.
It doesn't say annual, so. I want to look at that.
Through the chair, Representative Porter, I will certainly look at 4320. I think 4320, which is the chapter we're talking about here, it speaks to annual tax filings, but I will make certain of that.
Okay.
Representative Green.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The restrictions of requiring that at least one of the state be considered, and then further that to do this project in that state would be cheaper than to do it in Alaska. If the company needs a tax credit in order to justify its existence here, does this cause such a burden that they won't go to the other state? I mean, to say that it's going to cost more here, like this pork project, they're going to need a tax credit, but they probably are looking at Alaska because it fits into a scheme that probably makes it more advantageous to work here. Would we exclude at least the loaning from this money source then, or this, let me rephrase that, would this bill then work against that project because of those restrictions?
To the chair, Representative Green, actually the criteria that begin at the bottom of page 2, mm-hmm. As far as an applicant's project has to satisfy at least one of the following, okay, and it's the first are a group of three items that the authority verifies that at least one other state is considering it, okay,
mm-hmm.
and that the cost in state here would exceed the other state, and the third of that first criteria is that the tax credit is a major. Okay. That's one possibility for being eligible for the credit. A second possibility for being eligible for credit is that it increases 25%
okay.
the number of new employees, mm-hmm. and then or a third. So there's one, two, or three.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. On that point, I can visualize here in, and maybe, don't worry about that, is that if you've got these other options that they could meet, because I'm with you, Representative Green, I think that that's really skimming it pretty slim, mm-hmm. that there isn't going to be a lot of people who are looking to put something here in Alaska that are also looking at another state, because it seems to me like Alaska is unique. And if they wanted to do something here in Alaska, it'd be whether they do it or not, not necessarily whether they do it here or somewhere else. Now, if we were side by side with some other state, that, you know, and that happens consistently in other states when they're only looking for a location, not necessarily they're looking for the resource or whatever it is that we have here that is. But those others would then make a difference. Am I to understand that when they make this application, before they ever begin, to get awarded the ability to take these credits, providing that they continue as projected, that at that particular point in time, the number of years of credit that is authorized will be established, so that once they've used up those years, then it's gone?
Madam Chair, all this legislation does is limit to no more than 10 years. Now, in working out the details of whether a Company X gets $10,000 worth of credit and is told you have to use that $10,000 worth of credit in 8 years, I'm not certain that the state would want to set that limit of that fashion. But that certainly by the year 2005, that Company X has to use whatever tax credit it was awarded. It's hard to predict a year-to-year business's needs for credits or whatever credits, other credits they may qualify for that they choose to use in a given year in that decade of allowability.
On that, I just have an experience that I'd just like to share from my before I moved to Alaska, and I was involved there with the city planning department. They had a sawmill that was in there. It had been there about 20 years. And in order to get that sawmill to come into town, they gave them water free. And it was something that used a lot of water. And so for these 20 years, they were very successful, and they grew and they grew and they grew. And then a change, of course, in 20 years, the people change, and all of a sudden they are begrudging the people that they're not paying for their water. And they have a lot of water, and water's getting more expensive. So the city fathers decided that they would no longer, that they'd had that benefit for 20 years, and that they no longer would give it to them. 6 months later, the mill closed and left and put 500 people out of work. You know, so I guess that, you know, there is some kind of a benefit to having some decision-making down the road. It's some of the same things that we experience in this state. We sit here as a body and change the rules, and we consistently do it, and the regulations change. And one of the points that I want to be absolutely sure that is in here, that we don't set somebody up that they don't know what's going to happen next year or the next year or the next year. We need to have some kind of closure, some kind of, in the beginning, just exactly how much is up to them, and what can they depend on down the line. And that's my concern.
That's an excellent concern, Madam Chair. And we certainly concur with that concern, that once an agreement is reached, that agreement is the agreement, that can't be altered for the duration of the term of the agreement.
Okay.
Other than if the taxpayer failed to comply.
Right, right. That's the taxpayer's problem then. Right. But just long as that they know what the rules are from the beginning.
But those guys didn't get reelected, did they?
They did.
Any other questions for the sponsor?
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there anyone here wanting to testify on this bill? Then, if there's no problems with this bill, I guess we could move it out. Representative Porter?
Madam Chair, I would move that we move from Committee CS for...
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
First,
I
even got the CS.
I would move that we adopt for a working draft CS for HB 232 version/O auto dated 4/6/95.
Oh?
No. Is there any objection? Hearing none, then the CS is before us, and then we have an amendment.
Madam Chairman.
Yes, Representative Porter.
I would move that we adopt the amendment that I believe
number one.
Everyone has, that we will mark as number one. That happens to be HB 232-9LS0323/OAuto.
Any objection to those amendments? Hearing none, then the amendment is approved. Now we're ready.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Representative.
I would move that we move from committee CS for HB 232 as amended with individual recommendations and any fiscal notes as attached.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Representative Robinson, you have a question.
Well, I'm wondering if we need to say now, though, there it's a zero fiscal note with the changes. I mean, we don't have that, so I don't know, can you do that, being we don't have the final fiscal notes on us?
Well, that's what I said anyway. Yeah. I didn't know.
Okay. Is there any other
Because
questions?
That makes a big difference to me that it's now
that,
a zero fiscal note.
I think it is wise to put on the record that a zero fiscal note is anticipated on this bill. It's not attached, but it's anticipated and ought to be have it before we get to the next committee.
Hey, Madam Chair, I will provide you copies as soon as I get them if you don't
okay. have them. Okay. The motion
Friendly
is...
Friendly amendments.
The motion is then to move out CS-OAuto with as amended and with a presumed zero fiscal note. Is there any objection? Hearing none, then this bill is moved.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And this concludes our agenda. Don't leave until you so we will be adjourned.
We came out about the same on bills and time.
Yes, we need to. Where is my?
They can't believe it. We don't have it. Huh?
Keep getting it.
Did you notice that lady that just walked by you?
No.
Oh,
well,
go
ahead, Dorothy. I guess we better.
Oh. Probably laying in her butt down the
I guess we better hurry then.
There we go.
This is the time of the company.
Oh, no, I'm just really tired. I think I'm still, I don't know how y'all do those late-nighters. I can't do it anymore.
She's so tired, she
forgot to put my shirt in.
Oh, that's tired.
Y'all are making
I hope that can't be construed.
Really, actually, I think it's more that eating too much in the lounge. I can't put my shirt in, but.